Try to be.
Good morning, Mr. Half. My name is Jim Balder, and my partner is Gene Simon. As you know, we are here to interview you for the oral history collection of the Pittsburgh section of the National Council of Jewish Women. Today is July 12, 1990. Would you be good enough to tell us your name, address, and birthday?
My name is Ivan Half. I was born on December 11, 1903. That makes me, how many years? I'll be, next December, I'll be 87 next December. I'm 86 now.
All right, Jim.
Would you tell us about your parents and some of your background of the family? I understand it dates back to the Civil War and your ancestry.
My grandparents lived on the north side of Pittsburgh. My maternal grandfather was Emanuel Schweitzer, S-C-H-W-E-I-Z-E-R. He was born in he was born in Furt, F-U-R-T-H, Bavaria. Interestingly enough, the same city was the birthplace of Kissinger. His wife, Rosalie, Schweitzer, knee, N-double-E, or nay, Shire, S-C-H-E-Y-E-R, was born in a small town, the small town, of Schwarzau, S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-A-U, which was a suburb of Nuremberg, Bavaria. I am not familiar with the origin of their acquaintanceship, but I do know that they were married in Philadelphia sometime during the middle of the 19th century. And for some reason moved to Pittsburgh, where they had four children, two daughters and two sons. The oldest daughter, Millie, died around 1906, and my father remarried her sister, Clara, who had one child, Richard, who died a number of years ago. My full brother, Ernest, died a few years ago at the age of 79. He had one son, Robert, He was married in New York, and who, with his wife, moved to Israel a number of years ago.
Ernest's son,
where, and now have two children. I think Robert, the father, remains a citizen of the United States, although officially he is a citizen of Israel. My mother's two brothers, Paul and Milton, had no offspring, period. Paul's wife died in childbirth, and Milton remained a bachelor.
In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh. Paul started his career as an office boy at the age of 18 or 19, working in that capacity for the Commercial Sash and Door Company, located at 33rd Street, Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, period. Through diligent work, he was promoted from one position to another, and ultimately became the president of the company, which was owned largely by outsiders, period. His brother Milton, who was the oldest, who was the older of the two, was a salesman for the wholesale jewelry company known as M. Bonn and Company.
B-O-N-N.
B-O-N-N and Company. At 713 Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh. Paul's wife, as I said before, died in childbirth. Her name, her maiden name, was Claire Rodelheim, R-O-D-E-L-H-E-I-M, period. The Rodelheim family lived in the north side of Pittsburgh. And had three daughters and two sons. Claire, the one daughter, was my aunt. Alice, another daughter, was the wife of Dr. Jacob Wolf, one of the early Jewish physicians in Pittsburgh, and who enjoyed the good practice.
Is that Wolf, W-O-L-F, or with an E?
I think just W-O-L-F.
Thank you.
His successor was Dr. Werner Kallman, whose father was the sexton of the Rote of Sholem Temple in Pittsburgh for many years. One of the brothers, Alfred, who happened to be the oldest, married a woman from Philadelphia and who had two sons, one of whom became a professor of constitutional law in Yale University, and who changed his name from Rodelheim to Rodell. Several of his articles on constitutional law appeared in a variety of publications. Another daughter, Jenny, married a jeweler, Emanuel Grafner, whose business establishment is on Liberty Avenue in Pittsburgh. She had one son and one daughter. The son, William, died many years ago, and his sister, Alice, survives him and lives in Pittsburgh. On the paternal side of my father, on the paternal side, my father had four brothers. Namely, Samuel, who was a lawyer in Pittsburgh and who died in 1901. The eldest brother, Felix, formed a partnership with my father, the next oldest brother, Rudolph.
Your father's name was Rudolph?
Yes. Formed a partnership with him as representative, as representatives of furniture companies located in Indianapolis. On or about the turn of the century, the oldest brother, Felix, and the next oldest brother, Rudolph, formed a retail furniture establishment in Homestead, Pennsylvania, which they arranged to be managed by the two younger brothers, Morris and Leo. This particular business finally was dissolved. As also was the wholesale floor covering business, which resulted from the furniture partnership of my father and his oldest brother, Felix. Period. In 1960, the business, which ultimately became strictly a wholesale floor covering business, and was managed by Ivan.
That's you.
Yes. In 1960, well, let me get the sentence right. In 1960, for business purposes, I constructed a sizable building on the Parkway West in Greentree. Period. This building still exists and is being occupied by my tenant, Annixter Brothers, a manufacturer.
How do you spell Annixter?
A-N-I-X-T-E-R.
Thank you.
A distributor of cable wire. I talked about my grandfather, Emanuel Sarson.
What was the name of the floor covering? When was the floor covering wholesale division established? And what was its name when you and your brother started?
Well, I didn't start it. My father and my uncle started.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, my father and my older brother, his older brother Felix, were furniture representatives. And through their connection, their idea was to buy at the lowest price floor coverings for the retail establishment they set up for their younger brothers. As a result of this movement to buy floor covering at a proper price, they incidentally became wholesale floor covering distributors and remained such through their lives and through the lives of their sons until the business was dissolved in 1960.
In 1960 it was dissolved?
Yes, the floor covering business. The building still exists, as I said before, and is being occupied. I still own the building.
Mm-hmm.
Still being occupied by our tenant.
What year was it started?
The wholesale floor covering?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say that, I would say around 1907 or 1908.
What was its name?
The name was of the company was Felix Half and Brother Incorporated. Felix Half was my father's oldest brother. The brother was my father, Rudolph. In Homestead, the business, the retail business, was owned by the four brothers, but actively managed by Morris and Leo. Morris has had two sons, Irving and Howard, who worked for the Homestead Company until it was dissolved. presently, Irving, who is retired, and who still has an office in Pittsburgh, and among other things, manages some of his wife's affairs. His wife's name was Madeline Oppenheimer, whose father and mother and grandparents were early residents of the north side of Pittsburgh. Felix, the older brother, who died in 1919, had three daughters. The eldest, Regina, was married to a man named Arnold Shapiro.
S-H-A-P-I-R-O?
I think so. S-C-A. Of Portsmouth, Ohio. She had one daughter whose name is Felicia and who lives in New York or somewhere in the eastern part of the United States. Felix's second daughter, Selma, married a dentist. For the name of Miller, I think that's his name, who has two or three sons. I said Regina had one daughter. Selma had two daughters. Had two sons. Oh, yes. Selma's other son, James, moved to California and he was fairly successful in the motion picture business.
What was his last name?
Miller.
That would still be Miller.
Miller, yes. The Leo had...
Excuse me, did you say that Felix had three daughters?
Three daughters,
Regina,
yes.
And Selma.
Regina, Selma, and Sarah.
Did Sarah marry? Or?
Sarah married and had one son, I believe. I'm not sure. The Morris's son, Irving, had two sons. I don't know just what they did. Leo had two daughters and one son. The one son, Henry, is married and has one child. Ellen is married and has one daughter. Madeline, the other daughter, is married and has no children. Now, that's about the background there of the on the other side of the family. Oh, yes. It may be of interest to know with my great-grandparents, whose portraits I happen to have. Lived in Bavaria, and my great-grandmother's brother moved to the United States before the Civil War, and whose name was Einhorn.
Could you spell that, please?
E-I-N-H-O-R-N.
Thank you.
Who became a rabbi in Baltimore, Maryland, and was dismissed from his pulpit because of his leanings toward the Union cause, and became the rabbi in Philadelphia later on, and still later on became a rabbi in Brooklyn.
And your paternal grandfather?
That's my brother. Maternal grandfather. My paternal grandfather was born, whose name was Isaac, was born in Alsace-Lorraine, was an upholsterer by trade, and moved to the United States and established a furniture factory in Marysville, Ohio. Later, he moved his family to Athens, Ohio, where he raised a family consisting of four sons and one daughter. The one daughter, Sophie, married a man by the name of Fred Newman of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Sophie's daughter Nancy lives in Pittsburgh. She is a widow and married a man by the name of Abe Frank, whose son is a practicing attorney in Pittsburgh, and whose name is Fred Frank. Do you know him?
Ivan, did you say that your great-grandmother or grandfather's brother moved to the United States before the Civil War?
Yes, and became the...
grandmother or grandfather?
My grandmother's brother was Rabbi Einhorn, who wrote the prayer book, which was used up until recently in most of the Reformed congregations. Yes, but they don't use it anymore. They use, I think, the Union Prayer Book, another one. That's my understanding. So, as I say, my paternal grandfather became a furniture manufacturer, and they moved to Pittsburgh, as I gave you that information. And
now your mother's first name was?
My mother's first name was Millie.
No.
She died when I was about 4, and my father remarried her sister Clara. And
my father married your mother's sister.
That's correct. My two brothers have died, and I'm the only surviving one of that branch. And as I say, Morris had two sons, Irving. And Irving had, he has quite a family, I guess. And as I say, Felix had three daughters. And I gave you the information about those daughters.
And then Ernie was your brother.
Ernest was my brother, yes.
He died at age 79.
Yes, that's correct.
I think it's time to turn the table over.
Excuse me, the wife isn't answering.